sometimes I think it's so sad that people kind of shut themselves down just because they don't think like, oh, I didn't sing perfect, so I shouldn't sing at all. And I'm like, what? No. We all like, that's also something really beautiful about singing and holistic health is like, for the most part, most people have voices that they can talk with. And why not use that to sing with? Even if you miss notes, even if you don't sound like Adele, it's okay.
Hello, and welcome back to The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly, the podcast that takes karaoke exactly as seriously as it should be taken. I am your nothing but positive energy karaoke host, Adam Wainwright.
And I'm your often depressed and often miserable co-host, Ed Kennard.
This is why we make such a good yin and yang, Ed. It's because we bring balance to each other. I really believe that. Can you buy that we bring balance to each other?
I can buy that. You and I together as a unit are stronger than we are separately as individuals.
This is 100% true. You can hear it in the podcast. You can see it in real life when the real life stuff occurs. And I think this is a great kind of segue into what our topic, our main segment is going to be. Today, we're talking about the therapeutic aspects of karaoke. We have a very informative, great guest. I learned so much. But first off, we need to get something out of the way. We, Ed and I, are not licensed for anything. We're not even licensed karaoke singers. None of this that you're going to hear on this podcast from us is advice provided by professionals. If you're struggling, please, please reach out to a professional. We're going to have some resources in the information of our episode description that if you need help, click on the link and it's going to give you some resources to get the help that you need. So now that we have that out of the way, I don't think we should waste any time, Ed. I'm so excited. I want to go right to the karaoke trivia bullpen. Can we do that?
I think we can do that. What is the karaoke trivia bullpen, Adam?
Oh, it's the only acceptable distraction at the bar when people aren't singing at screens. And here's what's going to happen. So today, it's a health and wellness trivia challenge. And I have decided, because positive vibes can do a lot for your mental, your physical health, can really change the energy of a room that you're in. We're going to do 5 questions that are focused on happiness.
Okay.
Happiness, that's going to be our focus. It's going to be happy. And here's what you're going to get. You're going to get 5 trivia questions based on the episode's topic with varying degrees of difficulty. Each question is worth approximately 1 point. I varied a little this week. You're going to see how. But each question is approximately worth 1 point. And you know what? I'm not going to give you a hint this time because you're going to have a tiered question at the end, which I think is going to count as the hint. Or do you want the hint, Ed?
Let's roll with it how you have it.
Great. Now, even if you get all the questions wrong, you can still win by answering the impossible question, which is the one at the very end. I'm super excited to share this one with you, too, because this one's batshit crazy. But remember, even if you save your hint, there's going to be no hints for the impossible bonus. So I've structured this a little bit differently with the points. And the reason I'm going to reserve a hint is because the way it's structured, the max possible points, which are normally 5, but the max possible points, the way I design this, you can earn up to 6 points out of 5.
Ooh.
On my trivia challenge. Okay. Ed, are you ready for this?
I'm as ready as I will ever be.
Great. But because you keep making these awesome audio stingers, I made one for this too. So just take a second and listen.
Relax. Take a deep breath. And come with me on this journey to find inner peace. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Let the rain and the birds carry you away as we journey to our karaoke happy place.
I think you missed your calling. I think this is what you need to be doing for a living, for money.
If anybody wants to offer me money to do that, I'm more than happy to do that. But I hope you found your karaoke happy place, Ed, because I'm about to take you to a different place. Hopefully it's a happy place, but a chance where you can earn some more points. Ed, are you ready to get started?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay, great. Question number one. The Beatles had a unique take on happiness and proposed that it was a warm gun that you shoot. On which album did Happiness is a Warm Gun first appear? And what side of the vinyl could you find it?
Is it the White Album?
It is the Beatles or the White Album. Both were acceptable answers.
Side B.
It would be the A side. It was a two-album set. So there are sides A, B, C, and D. It was the last track of side one. But you know what? You got the album title. That's 0.5 points today. Okay.
0.5. So
we're going to get half a point for that. I feel like this needs to happen because I build in some half points here. And I'll explain the tier question when we get to it. But question number two. 2014 and 2015 were happy years for Pharrell Williams after three songs he performed on were nominated for Grammys. Two of them took home an award. One was left out in the cold. Happy was one of them, snagging the Best Pop Solo Performance and Best Music Video Awards in 2015. Name the song he performed on in 2014 that won Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Performance. You only get one guess. If you name the other song he was nominated on that didn't win, you only get a half a point. You get the full point for naming the winning song.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
That was well before 2014. Take another guess. Take another guess. I'm going to be generous here. Take another guess.
I don't have one.
The song that didn't win was Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke.
Oh.
The one that won is Get Lucky with Daft Punk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, question number three. This happy track has the unique distinction of knocking Sweet Child of Mine from the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1988, and also being named as the worst song of all time by Village Voice critic Michael Musto. Blender would later say, it's difficult to think of a song more likely to plunge you into a suicidal despondency than this. Name the song and its artist.
Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin.
Great, Ed. Nailed it. Got it in one. I just love the contrast there. Okay, you're doing good. You're 1.5 points. That's solid. Okay, question number four. In Kid Cudi's 2009 debut studio album, Man on the Moon, The End of Day, the Moon Man finds himself in the pursuit of happiness during one of the notable tracks off the album. In 2020, Kid Cudi would partner with this Detroit-born hip-hop artist that many would consider the antithesis of happiness to release a driving 4 minutes, 24-second hip-hop single. 4.5 points, name the artist Cudi paired with. For the full point, name the artist and the name of the single they released together.
Is it Eminem?
It was Eminem, yes. Do you know the name of the song?
No, I do not.
The name of the song was The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady. Question number five is what I'm calling a tiered question, Ed. This is all going to deal with the same category, okay? And I'm going to give you the clue. This is going to be your hint, okay? So before you choose your difficulty, you're going to find out the general category where this is going to fall. You're going to choose between easy, medium, hard, and like super hard. The easy is worth 0.5 points. The medium is worth 1 point. Hard is worth 1.5 points. But if you miss, you lose 0.5 points. And the like super hard is worth 2 points. But if you miss, you will lose a point from your current score.
I'm going to go with medium because I feel like that is the smart play.
Do you want to know what it's about first? I'm going to give you the category.
Oh, okay.
This question is going to deal with Bob Marley.
I'm going to go with the medium.
Okay, great. The medium is, in 1977, Bob Marley told the world that every little thing was going to be all right in the song Three Little Birds, the fourth track on side two of this Bob Marley album.
I've got to name the album?
You have to name the album, yes.
I know this is wrong because the only thing that's coming up in my head is that Legend compilation, so I know that's not the answer.
That is not the answer, yeah. No. The album's name was Exodus. The easy question was going to be name the song. The hard question was going to ask you what Bob Marley tracks were in I Am Legend on the soundtrack. And the like super hard question was going to ask you who covered the song Three Little Birds for Hyundai commercials in 2018.
Wow.
Yes. I thought it was an interesting structure we tried. So, okay, you're sitting at 2 points right now going into the impossible question. So the impossible question, so you can get all 5 points here if you can answer this. Autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, is a genre of content designed to induce relaxation and subjective euphoria. Typically characterized through a tingling sensation that starts near the scalp, ASMR provides a passive sense of brain massage. The phenomenon initially gained traction in 2010 and has snowballed into a trend that is now safeguarded by its own corner of the internet, where it is lapped up by fans of the sedative technique worldwide. The most popular ASM artist on YouTube is SAS/ASMR. As of January 30th, 2021, name the exact amount of followers SAS/ASMR has on YouTube.
1.7 million.
You were in the millions. You got the million, right? It was 9.31 million followers, Ed.
Yeah, not close at all.
But we learned something there.
We
did. I
feel
like we learned a little thing right there about ASMR. And I feel like that was appropriate to share. And you did pretty good. I didn't want to go easy on you. I was trying to find a balance. And I do want to go easy on you because I know you have extensive knowledge with music in certain genres. So I couldn't go easy on you. I'm sorry.
No. I absolutely appreciate how hard you went. You went deep in the paint.
Okay, great. I was afraid I went too deep, but that was it. You got through it. 2 points. I only picked up three last time, so it's, you know, it's 3-2 after the first two challenges, and we're going to roll in the next week refreshed and ready to go. And now I've raised the bar a little bit, and I'm very scared for what you're going to bring next week. We'll just put it that way. Very terrified at this point.
You shouldn't be too scared.
I'm going to continue to be scared. All right, Ed, we've got the trivia challenge out of the way. We went to our karaoke happy place. We talked a little bit about happiness. What do you want to talk about the therapeutic aspects of karaoke?
Well, let's talk about the time that we didn't have karaoke, which is the majority of the last 2 years. How did that hit you?
Like a ton of bricks, man. I don't know. It became a coping mechanism for me for a long time there. It was a de-stressing tool for me. You know, when I started doing karaoke, I was working an intensive customer service job and a leadership role with it. I was working 50, 60 hours a week. I didn't really know a whole lot of people too. So there was a lot of time spent in isolation initially. And through karaoke, I found part of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs is community, you know, and I found community in karaoke. And it kind of, it gave me that social aspect that was so missing in my life. And it also just let me, even after the social aspect was there and built in, it was still a way for me to de-stress from the day. So after I dealt with what I was dealing with on a daily basis, dealing with people, I could go and just, you know, unwind. I didn't need to, you know, drink. I just was there for the karaoke because it was cathartic to me to kind of get some stuff out. And sometimes that would dictate what I sang that night because, you know, sometimes it was more of a mellow night. Sometimes I just needed to sing something a little bit angrier.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember the first night that I did karaoke after George Zimmerman was acquitted, I had to sing Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. I needed to get that off of my chest.
Yeah, that's a fair choice for that particular situation. How did it hit you, Ed? I know you went through different stages of grief, I guess it could almost be considered, because for a little while was the death of a friend. So we had to kind of go through the stages of grief. So how did you cope? Like, how did it hit you, Ed?
It hit me like a ton of bricks as well. I'm somebody who needs to be around people. Like, I'm realizing the older I get that I do also need quiet time to myself, but I feel like I need far less of that than your average person. So the fact that I was not out three nights a week at least, engaging in music, engaging with people, I hit a very rough patch throughout the pandemic. It was not good for my mental health, especially because I do work with the public. I tend to be semi-cagey about what I do for a living. But I have people who work for me who are, you know, directly in the line of fire for being at risk. I wasn't going to hole up at home. I was going to make sure that I was also out. I'm not going to ask somebody to do something that I won't do myself. And the frustration was that I was out, you know, risking my health for work, but I was not able to take that same level of risk to not be miserable.
Yeah, there was a weird balance that existed for a little while, especially for frontline workers, where, like, I can imagine that's a tough question.
Obviously, we've talked about on this podcast, it's not necessarily the wisest thing to do to go be in a bar full of people. I was fairly lucky for a while, and then I caught COVID myself at a karaoke bar, which was not fun. I mean, I'm vaccinated. I took care of myself that way, but I got a little less cautious and I paid the price for it.
It's a weird balance that we live in right now because, like, you know, when we're talking about mental health, I think it's as important as your physical health. The recommendation was when we were all quarantined initially, you should still be going outside and taking walks because that was good for your physical health. Just the sunshine is good for your physical health. The act of walking is good for your physical health. But we didn't really, we talked about mental health, but nobody offered solutions for mental health. Like there wasn't like, well, what do I do now that this part of my life doesn't exist? Or I can't see this person that I saw on a regular basis anymore that would lift my spirits. We didn't really talk about that. So it's just such a weird, conflicting time and a tough thing to navigate when making these decisions. If I was around my regular group of friends and I was in the same scene, I'm sure I would have been there with you every weekend. I would have been there. You know, I'm vaccinated too. I'm boosted, but I would have been there because this is what I do for my mental health. Karaoke is one of the things that I do. So I would have been right there with you. And I'm still hoping for the day that we can eventually move past this. We're still in the middle of a very long road.
We definitely are. And Adam, I don't know if you remember, but a year ago or so, I made an appearance on Nicole Perkins' This Is Good For You podcast, where we talked about how karaoke actually can be good for you.
Yeah, I don't remember a ton of the details. Can you kind of just go over it and share with our audience?
Our guest today, Angel Shamsa, will get into that as well, but there's a lot of benefits to just even the physical thing of singing. If you are somebody who is comfortable singing, singing can lower your stress response. It can increase your pain threshold. Some studies say that it may improve snoring, but anyone who has slept next to me knows that that is not true in my case. Improves lung function. Helps you develop a sense of belonging and connection. There's a reason that we sing together in groups.
Yeah. Karaoke is like just, it's the perfect environment for all these things to come together and improve your physical health. I think Ed and I sometimes, and by sometimes I mean like 90% of the times, for all the positive physical health gains that we get from going to karaoke, we're also drinking enough that they get negated. So in a way, we're just continuing to maintain balance is the way I look at it. You know, if we're having the positive gains, the negative gains come down and we level out, right?
I've definitely drank some empty calories being out with you at random bars.
We drink the empty calories and then we burn them off, Ed. We burn them off. It's tricky, but we do it. There's a balance. And, you know, I think we're getting back to it a little bit. And it's, you know, take care of your mental, physical health, y'all. What are some of your favorite songs about wellness, Ed? I think I touched on some happy ones. Do you have anything that, like, when you're having a rough day and you show up at the karaoke bar, something that instantly gets those endorphins moving and makes you feel better?
So I'm one of the people who, if I'm sad, I want to sing through it with sad songs. So for me, I mean, things like In the Wee Small Hours by Frank Sinatra. That's a great one for me to handle a breakup, if I'm sad about a death. Something that reminds me of the person who has died will help me get through it versus trying to power through and do something happy when that's not where I am physically, mentally, emotionally at that point. What about you?
I'm the same way. I'm not a big believer in powering through emotions unless the situation absolutely dictates it, like a life or death situation where if you're not powering through what you're feeling and focused on the moment, somebody's going to die, which, you know, I've been in those situations, like, so I get it. But if it's not that situation, those aren't the stakes and it's your own mental health, I'm not a big power through guy. I'm embracing what you're feeling, understanding it, and, you know, expressing it. And when you go to karaoke and you're sad or you're going through something, yeah, I'm all about expressing that through sad music or whatever you need to get through it. Just don't deny anything, you know?
You can absolutely see the difference between the person who was singing You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette because they love the song and the person singing You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette because they just went through a real shitty breakup.
You can
see
it.
Yeah.
You can feel it. I always feel it. I feel it in the rooms when something means just something a little bit more to somebody, a song, whether it's a happy or a sad reason, whatever it may be. You can always tell when somebody just likes a song and for some, there's a different kind of connection with the message. And it may not always be that way, but you can tell a lot about what somebody is going through. Because over the course of any night that you go through, if you sit through enough karaoke tracks in an evening, a lot of them are going to be like, this is a cool song. I like singing this song. That's what a lot of people are going. But there's always going to be one or two people, one or two, every single karaoke night, where you can just feel the difference in their performance. And I love that. I love it. I love hearing the difference when people are singing those. I love hearing people so deeply rooted and connected to what they're doing at that point, because that makes me feel better. Just because I know they're finding a way to express themselves. And that is so unbelievably difficult sometimes when you're dealing with tragedy or even overwhelming happiness, being able to express yourself so difficult. So to see someone else be able to do that lifts my spirits. And I don't know, there's a magic to that. Like, I know there's scientific reasons these things happen, but I'm not a fucking scientist. To me, that's magic. That's magic in a room. You can't convince me otherwise.
And I would never try to.
I would like to see you try to, Ed. I would just love you to one day show up with the science and go, actually, Adam, what you are dealing with right there is a triggered response by your medulla oblongata or something like that. Just lay science on me. Destroy a child, my childhood whimsy.
Shout out to the water boy for teaching us the parts of the brain.
Yeah, that was the only reason I know that word, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's all from the same movie that also taught us the phrase, water sucks. It really, really sucks.
My favorite water-related phrase is Frank Sinatra saying that he doesn't drink water because fish fuck in it.
That's a very, very good reason. I'm sure Frank Sinatra had other reasons for not drinking water regardless.
But you should drink water because it is healthy.
Please drink water. Get vaccinated. Express your feelings. Those are the three things I want you to take from what we just talked about. I think that's a good summary of the three things I want people to remember from what we just talked about.
Drink water. Get vaccinated. Express your feelings.
Yeah. Sing karaoke.
Obviously.
You know, even talking about karaoke brings me joy. And that's healthy. Like, even just when we get together, Ed, this feels good. And yeah, there's something to be said about that.
Absolutely. Without this podcast, without this engagement with you 500 some miles away now, this would have been a much lonelier time for me. And I imagine for you as well.
Yeah, it would have been a much lonelier time. And a rough start to this entire quarantine thing. We all have our own quarantine stories and stuff like that, so we don't need any details. I just moved to New York, was finally close to the person that I love the most in this world, and then all of a sudden I wasn't for 2 months and I couldn't see her. So friends helped me through this, the podcast helped me through it. There was just a lot of things that went into, you know, getting me to the other side of this, and this is no small reason for that happening.
And hopefully we provided you some comfort, too, if you're missing karaoke and are experiencing it somehow through listening to us two chuckleheads talk about it every other week.
God, I hope so. I'm going to peel back the curtain just a little bit. We won't peel it back too far, but we're going to peel it back just a little bit. Ed and I have talked about that we just love doing this podcast. However many people may listen, we don't care. This is great for what we do. We just genuinely love talking to each other. And we genuinely love talking about karaoke. If I knew for a fact that us talking about karaoke has helped somebody through a rough time or helped them kind of bridge the gap and help with their mental health in some very minuscule way, even during this time, I mean, that would just mean the world to me and make everything, all the work that we put in, just completely worth it. I hope so. I love that sentiment, Ed. I really do.
Yeah. Feel free to reach out to us if that's the case, either on Twitter at sungpoorly or send us an email, sungpoorly@gmail.com.
Yeah, send an email. If you don't feel like comfortable with us talking about it, we will never discuss it. Just let us know. If you just want to express whatever you want to express and you say, don't mention this on air, like, we're great with that too. But Ed, I think we've kind of hit our topic pretty well, or at least from what we can contribute to it as non-professionals in the field. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I think we should talk to a professional now. I think we should talk to a professional.
And what else should we do?
Oh, we should cue the guitar so we can talk to this professional. So cue it. Let's go.
And now it's time for a promo.
Music. Everyone loves it.
But who listens to the lyrics?
We do.
She doesn't live in a shantytown.
She lives in capital S shantytown.
Yeah.
You put patches from old shantytown on a resume, you're not getting that job. You know what I mean?
On the Story Song podcast, we break down the lyrics you've heard 1,000 times.
Go to Barnes & Noble, $20, farming for dummies.
Right. Chapter one, don't farm at night. Chapter two, don't farm in the winter.
Yeah. The index is just like blizzard. See also don't.
We also look at the history of the song.
So the Monster Mash is on the R&B charts. Yes. Clearly it should be on the Monster charts.
it was number one on the Monster
Mash. Oh, okay, good.
The Story Song Podcast. Find it wherever you download podcasts.
While singing karaoke is a great way to release some feelings and center yourself, it's what some might call an off-label use. Our guest today is a holistic shaman and health coach who focuses on mental health and self-love advocacy. And since she's here, that means she loves karaoke too, and we love that. Angel Shamsa, welcome to the greatest song ever sung poorly.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. So excited to have this conversation.
We're so excited to have you, Angel. I'm endlessly curious about all the things we're going to talk about today. And I know you are the expert in the field, a karaoke-loving expert, holistic shaman, health coach. And this is going to be just the best conversation ever. And I am so excited you're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Oh, I love the energy. Yes. I'm here for it. Thank you.
That's what we want to bring. We want to bring that positive energy. So here, lead us right into it. I'm notorious for wanting a good origin story. So tell me how you got started with karaoke.
I would have to say I actually like really grew up on those really cheapy karaoke machines that they're like toys essentially. And they've gotten really impressive. I'm actually highly impressed with them. I had like my own little, its own little traveling speaker and own little cute little microphone. And then at one point there was this, I don't know if you guys ever knew about this item. It was real new with the microphone that connected to your TV and then it would project the words onto your TV. And then it would actually project itself, I think, through the microphone and through your TV. It was really awesome at the time. And I would sing karaoke by myself for hours alone, like just having a blast. And then just as I get older, you start going to bars and then I'm like, oh, shoot, like there's karaoke in bars. Like I didn't know that was a thing. So then I had friends who like specifically loved karaoke. So it'd be like, oh, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah. And I have to say, it was really scary for me to like do it in front of people because I'd never done karaoke in front of anyone except my family members. And so I would just kind of watch the first few times and eventually I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. I love people's confidence. Like even if you're not that great of a singer, man, if you come through with some confidence, got to love it. I got to sing karaoke with my mom once, which is really cool. And I'm like, I don't know. It just brings people together, you know?
What song did you sing with your mom?
Lean on Me.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty perfect. The movie Lean on Me actually was about the high school that she went to in Jersey. So it was like, it's always been kind of like a song that we just always had going in the house for one reason or the other.
Who was more nervous about doing it, you or her?
I don't know. I think probably me. My mom looked like she had I've been doing this my whole life. And then she had some liquid courage on top of that. I was like, okay, mom, carrying a tune in a bucket. Yes, I love it.
We love to see it. Can you tell us a little bit about what a holistic health coach and shaman does?
Yeah, absolutely. So just the holistic health coach part is somebody who can help clients with their ability to kind of look at their life through a lens of mind, body, soul, and understanding that healing and transformation does not come from isolating one thing or another. You think you're just losing weight, but there's so many other things that are happening with your mind, body, and soul that can stop you from losing that weight. Even when you think you're just going in for one thing, it's like, no, I could point out a few different other 10 to 20 things that you probably should be looking at as well alongside whatever it is that we're trying to target. That's the holistic health coaching side. Helping people with their health, wealth, and happiness goals is kind of my spiel. And then with the shamanistic side, the shamanic side, that is more of the connection between the earthly realms and then the heavenly realms and even the deep, dark realms too. And being able to be a bridge between those realms. And through my work specifically, I do cleansings on people's chakras. And through that, I'm able to get information on even people's physical ailments. I could be like, you're having a lot of sore throats lately. And they're like, yeah, actually. And I'm like, oh, your throat chakra is like feeling a little crazy. Like, yeah, we got to do some work on that. Are you having a lot of digestive issues or like stomach pains? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, your solar plexus. So kind of taking in my thoughts and ideas about health and holistic health and healing, and then kind of sandwiching them with the spiritual side of understanding that we're all energy. Energy can be created, not destroyed. So where does that energy go and what do we do with that energy? And especially if you're a sensitive person, like empathic and things like that, that's kind of a community I've found myself really immersed in and realized there's such a need because we're all very sensitive beings in general, but that the kind of people who are a little bit more perceptive of everything and energy and feelings and all those things, like it can become a really tough life. That's why people end up so depressed and anxiety ridden. And they're like, I don't even know why I'm sad. It's like, it's probably not even your sadness, to be honest, but we're never taught in our society or through media how to deal with these energies that are floating around us constantly, but you can't see, but they're existing and they're influencing you and your feelings and your life and your happiness and your health. My own holistic health coach journey led me into the spiritual side because when I was healing my own stuff, because I was depressed, anxiety ridden, having panic attacks, had super huge amounts of self-hate. I tried killing myself twice. I've had a lot of tumultuousness with myself and my life, and then to go through this healing journey and see it from a bigger picture and seeing it in a different light, different perspective, like, oh, that all that suffering was for a reason. And I can actually go through each terrible thing I've been through and say why it's happened the way it's happened and where it led me to and how beautiful life is now because I went through that stuff. I kind of go around making a joke, but not really a joke. Like, I would love to just heal the world because I feel like I do have this view of like, yes, I understand how deep, dark, and hopeless it can feel. I felt that too. But also, I've been to the other side now, and I can say, like, if you feel like you're hopeless, like, there is hope and there's so much to live for. Let's figure out what you need to be living for so that you can value yourself and your health and your wealth and your happiness.
Yeah, that's amazing. That really is. And it's something that I think, as you described it, you know, you start to understand that these things are in the world, and trying to articulate them is incredibly difficult. Yeah. I think you did a fantastic job of articulating them, and I sincerely appreciate that. And I'm sure our listeners will sincerely appreciate that. So a question that comes to mind is, how does what you do work in tandem with standard practices in Western medicine and therapy?
Yeah, so I definitely see a place with Western medicine and therapy, absolutely. But I'm very intuitive in the way that I work. There have been moments where I've had to advise people, like, this isn't spiritual, this is physical, and you should have this checked out. Because of my own research on the side, as well as everything that I was taught to be a holistic health coach, I've been able to marry the two and be able to be like, yeah, this is kind of out of my spec, or this is within my spec. And especially therapy, I am a huge advocate for therapy, though people can use coaches as therapists. And that works for some people. There are deep, dark parts of certain subjects that I'm not fully aware or equipped with. And I would never want to cheat someone else's healing journey by trying to fake that and say that I can replace all these things, because I can't. And so it's all about kind of using that synergy between all healing modalities. There are so many ways you could go about healing this specific thing, and that's kind of yours to also explore. I'm not here to really necessarily heal you. I'm here to help you heal you. I'm here to lead conversations, lead you to those light bulb moments that, you know, even when you feel super confused and you go to talk with a friend, and then all of a sudden you're solving your old problem by the end of the conversation, just because they asked some really important questions that you haven't even been asking yourself. Like, that can be so pivotal for a lot of people, but it's all about that ebb and flow and understanding that I am only one person, and there will be times where somebody has to get something else through someone else, and that's all right.
That makes absolute perfect sense. And I mean, Adam and I are who we are, so of course we're going to take this back to singing. How does singing connect with holistic health practices? What does that do for you?
Absolutely. So singing has been scientifically proven to be able to give us doses of serotonin and dopamine and all the feel-good feelings that we love to receive on a daily basis, whether through giving affection or intimacy or however else you express those types of happy feelings and your joys. So singing is one of those. Also, I'm a huge advocate for like frequency, and singing is a beautiful way to literally raise your vibration, raise your frequency. Singing and dancing and those arts, art in general of any kind, is very healing and transformative to the soul in a lot of ways. Even just energy wise, there are moments where I feel fatigued just because I have been dealing with a lot of people or doing a lot of energy work, and I will literally just stop and sing, and all of a sudden I feel like I just took an 8-hour nap. Like, I feel great. It's just really acknowledging that it's energy, and really also acknowledging like what kind of energy are you putting into your mind, body, and soul. Is it stuff that's kind of keeping you down? Is it stuff that's kind of allowing you to release something, to heal through it? Or is it a wall that you kind of keep playing over and over again and keep wallowing in? Because there's a difference. I have used sad music to really heal and transform a lot of different stories and perspectives of things that have happened to me, very traumatic, and been able to turn it into something beautiful. I also have been known to listen to like sadder songs and then see like this beautiful, like, wow, like, don't you hear this person healing through these lyrics? And this other person's like, it sounded really just sad to me, to be honest. And I'm like, but that's, I guess, the beautiful thing about art in general is it's so subjective. It's all about a person's own experiences and how that influences their lens that they're seeing through. So yeah, just using it in an ebb and flow kind of way, asking yourself, what do you need in that moment? Also, it's been known to create a lot of community, people like singing together, creating music together. A lot of ancient traditions and tribes and things like that, they would have song circles, drum circles, and it's all to connect with the divine sometimes. Music is a beautiful way to connect to the divine and to the extra energies around us that are existing and coexisting with us on a daily basis, but either are kind of hurting or helping us. And the way that we can call in the ones that help us, they love music. So I think that's also can be really powerful on like the spiritual shamanic side. So yeah, singing definitely can bring a lot of health, wealth, and happiness.
That's all we want is health, wealth, and happiness. That's what anybody wants, right? That's what we're looking for. Yeah, that's what we're on a journey for. That's
exactly
100%. Okay, so now, okay, we've covered the singing's great. Okay, it can lead to health, wealth, happiness. Yes. Great. Are there different benefits between singing in private and singing in public? Because you mentioned that sometimes if you're feeling down, sometimes you'll just take a minute, just sing out loud, and you know, it changes the entire energy around you, and you can kind of move forward with your day. Yeah. But I imagine that if you're out in public singing karaoke, there might be different benefits associated than just singing in the room to yourself. So can you just talk me through what some of those different benefits would be?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely say in general, singing in public boosts your confidence. It is kind of like this barrier of that, you know, that nervousness that's kind of exciting, but it's not really consequential. Whatever ends up happening when you sing karaoke, it's not going to be the end of the world. And that kind of beautiful childlike play aspect of karaoke is, I think, a really important part as well, because even as adults, we need to play. We need to connect to that childlike version of ourselves that's like, wow, this is just fun just because it's fun and I'm here. It's pure and innocent and it's joyful. I think when you are in a public space, especially when you are in a setting where a lot of people love karaoke. I went to this pizza place and they're really known for their karaoke in my town. And it's so wonderful.
I'm just thinking that I really need a karaoke pizza place in my life. And that's something I desperately just want. So sorry for the tangent, but you said karaoke pizza place and like lights started flashing all around me. And it was a beautiful thing.
I will say there's one that's like that in Florida as well that I've been to.
Oh man, like I felt like I had been to quite a few karaoke nights at that point. And I thought that karaoke is, yeah, it's a pretty big thing. But at this place, it's 1 minute completely empty. No one's there. And then all of a sudden There are people rushing through for karaoke, and this lady has been running it there for so many years. So everyone also knows her, and it's like a local, and it's like, you know my song. And it was like the coolest experience, honestly, personally, even to be there with all that energy of people who just genuinely love getting on stage and singing karaoke, whether they are good at it or not, was just like, it's magic. It's total magic.
Now, as somebody who grew up in New York, though, how was their pizza?
Good pizza. Yeah, it's not the same, but I have to put like New York pizza in a totally different category.
Right. That is manna from the heavens.
Right. I agree. So it's like apples and oranges. I don't try and compare.
Now that we're talking about New York pizza, let me talk. I just moved to Queens officially back in December. Okay. My fiance has lived here forever. New York pizza is one thing, but I found like these spots to go to where we have 18 pizza places probably within a quarter mile radius of us. But the one that's right across the street is the ideal New York slice. It seriously has you asking, you walk by all these other ones, you're like, yeah, I should try it, but why would I do that? I've already had the best New York has to offer.
Right.
So now they add karaoke and I'm never leaving.
Right.
You'll never go home again.
Nope. If anyone's looking for something to stand out on that block, karaoke is where it's at. It's an ingenious combo, to be honest.
So, Angel, let me ask you about the songs themselves. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular song that helped you deal with something in your life? And did you sing it at karaoke somewhere later and feel some kind of connection with that moment?
So I wouldn't say that I've actually haven't sung the song at karaoke, but I definitely have a song that I sing specifically to make me feel better. I call it like my medicine song. It's called I Am by Saltsang. And it's literally, it just feels like it's the epitome of what I'm living in this lifetime. I'm trying to be balanced. I'm trying to be spiritual. I'm trying to be happy and healthy and wealthy, right? And, you know, sometimes I get knocked down. Like, I'm human. Sometimes I make mistakes. I'm human. And it's really like forgiving yourself through those mistakes and forgiving yourself through the human parts of yourself and remembering that you're divine. I haven't had a public moment with it, but I definitely had plenty of private sacred moments. I guess that's why I also want to bring it back to that. I talked about more public, but there's so many benefits of having music that you can sing to yourself that's soothing. It's like your own lullaby to yourself. So when you need to be soothed or put to bed, like, sing it to yourself. I'm a huge advocate for self-love and putting yourself and your self-care first, because you can't properly function out in the world or help anyone in a very productive way if you're not taking care of yourself. I think those private sacred moments are just as important as those public moments, because, yeah, you may not be super pumped and hyped and in your confidence, but maybe it's healing deep parts of yourself that need to be healed. Maybe it's refocusing and reprogramming, repatterning events and stories in your mind that need to be repatterned. So it can be really powerful at any time. And I would say that definitely always having moments, you know, especially when you're like singing your life and your guts out and then you're crying. Oh, I'm doing this because I love to be in the shower. So I'm like washing my hair and crying and singing, and it's great. Shower singing is like just as amazing as karaoke singing, I think, because then you can just let the water take away your emotions as you're singing them out too. It's like this ultimate release and cleanse.
And the acoustics are great.
Yeah,
they always
right?
are. Every time. It's every bathroom in America. It's amazing.
I'm Mariah in my bathroom. I sound amazing. It's when you leave the bathroom and you're like, oh, that's how I sound. I have to reassess some things.
Exactly. I sound like Adele anytime I sing in my bathroom. So there's that. Yeah. Right? I'll never sound like Adele out in the real world. I'll try. Just won't happen.
Right. So, hey, if anyone's feeling a little uncomfortable with singing out loud in their living room, go to your bathroom. Even just turn the shower on and just stand in your bathroom. And it's just the same. Just as
perfect. Cleansing. Perfect acoustic. Yeah. Perfect. Every time. Doesn't matter. I don't need to know anything about you. You sound wonderful. I'm just letting you know, whoever's listening to this, that they're singing in their shower.
Yes.
Listening to this. You sound wonderful right now. Thank you for singing.
Yes. That's what I want. That's the energy I'm always trying to give. Sometimes I think it's so sad that people kind of shut themselves down just because they don't think like, oh, I don't sing perfect, so I shouldn't sing at all. And I'm like, what? No, we all like, that's also something really beautiful about singing and holistic health is like, for the most part, most people have voices that they can talk with. And why not use that to sing with, even if you miss notes, even if you don't sound like Adele. It's okay. It's still beautiful. You're still making music.
You will get no argument on this end, and we totally agree with putting all that positivity out in the world, singing in your showers, singing at karaoke.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're going to make a little bit of a transition. Angel, you've been insightful and wonderful and caring and informative, and I've loved our conversation. But now it's time for us to switch gears just a little bit. And we're going to pull you into our world, and we're going to hit you with our best shot, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give you five rapid fire. I love making air quotes over the podcast that nobody can actually see. It happens every time, though. And listeners, I'm making air quotes anytime you hear me say rapid fire.
I literally have done the same. I'm like, I'm air quoting right now, but it's important that you know this.
Yes, exactly. Ed, how can you verbally give me how you would do air quotes on this so I can learn from you?
Well, I've tried air quotes. Wait, are you asking me?
I'm asking you. I want you and Ed to tell me how to do air quotes verbally. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. I have just been like, air quote, say what I got to air quote, end quote, air quote.
Mm.
Or air just another air quote, depending on how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bookend them. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to italicize my voice. So, Angel, we're about to play our quick fire game.
Ooh, control I. That was good. Now that we've established our quick fire game and italicized the quick fire, we're going to give you five questions. Just answer them to the best of your ability.
Okay.
No answer is a bad answer. Don't think about it too much. The first thing that pops in your head is normally going to be the best thing that you're going to give us. So are you ready to rock and roll and play our game?
It's like a Rorschach's test, but a game. Cool.
Yes.
That's like the pictures, right? And then they're like, tell me the first thing on your mind. And then I'm like, I don't know. Playground.
It's two bears high-fiving every time.
It's always a duck. It's not a rabbit. Angel, what is the best thing you have ever seen at karaoke?
Somebody gets so into Britney Spears, like they dropped to their knees and sang Britney Spears. And I was like, that's dedication. That was impressive. Yeah, belting it out. I think they sang it better than Britney Spears. Yeah.
Wow.
That was impressive. And I'm like, they come here a lot, you can tell.
So conversely, what's the worst thing you've seen in karaoke?
I would say just an empty karaoke room.
Oh, that's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that's literally the first thing that came to my mind.
That's an amazing answer. So what is the one song you would love to sing at karaoke, but you've never been able to find?
I have to say the ones that I've chosen, I've always been able to find. But I'd be curious to try that I Am song. And now next time I go to karaoke, I'm going to ask for it because it's like a smaller artist. So that would be an interesting one to see if they even have it. Thanks for the idea.
That's what we're here for. So say you're in a brand new place while traveling and you only have the chance to sing one song. What song do you pick to make your mark?
I love Simple Man, the Shine Down version. So I'd probably ask for that because I'm a simple man. So I like to remind people that they should also be simple men. Or woman, you know, whatever you feel and identify with.
Yeah, that's great. And now that we've put the positive things out into the world, let's get to the negative and balance it out just a little bit.
I love balance.
If you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, which song would you choose?
Rock Me Like a Hurricane. Here I am. Mm-hmm. Rock you like good song, but I'm so tired of hearing it. And I feel like I've heard it. Like that's one of the go-tos. I karaoke in my area or something. I'm like, is this on a top five list? I don't know what you guys are choosing this from, but yeah, I would say that one. Probably.
That's a new one. That's great. I didn't even thought about that song forever.
I think in the past decade and a half, I've heard that song at karaoke maybe five times. So it might be an East Coast, West Coast thing.
Maybe. It really could be, honestly. That's why I said, I was like, maybe it's my geographic location or what. But they love 80s rock where I'm at. And that just seems to be on the top list for a lot of people.
That was definitely a new answer, Angel. And we appreciate the new and bringing the pain and love welcoming that. Hurricane into the infamous list of songs to be struck from every karaoke playlist forever. But you did great. Those were such wonderful, insightful answers, and we really sincerely appreciate it. But now, because, you know, if you know the song Hit Me With Your Best Shot, there's always has to be a fire away. So during our fire away at the very end of this game, you can ask Ed and I any question you would like, karaoke or otherwise, and we solemnly swear we will answer honestly. In the context of fire away, we will answer honestly. So go ahead. You got your shot. Fire away.
What's your guys' favorite song to sing in karaoke?
Adam's thinking, and I mean, these have changed so often over the last 15 years that we've been doing this.
They do. Okay. So there's songs I'm really, really good at, and there's things I've got to become known for when I go to karaoke. I think this answer is going to be different than like what my answer would be to make my mark, because there are certain songs I have to make my mark. But the one I think I'm going to go with that I just really love singing, like it just makes me feel good to like be up there singing it, is Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it. Like, I just love the fact that it's, you know, so fun. The energy it puts out into the room. You get the chance to like really project and sing a little bit. I get to use this beautiful baritone instrument of mine and just have a little bit of fun singing up there. And yeah I think that's going to be my answer.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
You look like you do.
I'm also going to go with an answer that I've never said before for a question like this.
Ooh, I love it.
And I don't do it at karaoke a lot because it's a long song and there's a big instrumental break in the middle. And I mean, I'm typically somebody who does crooner songs.
Oh, cool.
Hip hop songs and like songs that are in a bass baritone also, because Adam and I are in the same singing range. But in terms of just sheer fun, War Pigs by Black Sabbath is an absolute fucking blast to sing. You can't do it if it's very busy, because again, there's like a 2-minute guitar break in the middle of it. But like when you lean back and you have to have that mic like your full arm's length away, because otherwise you are going to blow every speaker out because you're loud. That's just a good feeling.
Right. I have to be cautious with this song. Nice. Add a little danger into your life. I like it. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
That's what we're all about here on The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly. It's a danger. No, it's not. It's not danger. It's having a good time. And man, we've had a really, really great time talking, Angel. What I'm going to do is Ed and I are going to fully surrender control of the podcast and hand it to you. Whatever you want to talk about for the next period of time, whether it be social media, messages, anything you want to plug, anything that's coming up, the floor is yours. Take over. The podcast is yours.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I'm on most platforms as Angel Universal. I have my own podcast as well, where I just talk about different mind, body, soul, and spiritual topics. I also have a website, Angel Universal. I have links to everything that I do there. I also have a shop where I sell crystals and incense and jewelry and smudge sticks. And I also am looking to do more spiritual cleansing. So if anyone's interested in getting a spiritual cleansing, getting a chakra cleansing, alignment, it's like a soul reading on a lot of levels too. So I kind of can see all the imprints of traumas or events or circumstances that are holding you back from your destiny, holding you back from your health, wealth, and happiness. I'm just trying to heal the world out here. So if y'all are ready to heal, come find me, Angel Universal.
And all those details will be in the information section of this very podcast episode. So
even better,
take a little bit extra to check all that stuff out as you're scrolling through the episode. Ed, I think we're about ready to wrap up the interview. Do you have any other parting thoughts, questions, words of wisdom that you'd like to ask?
Angel, I know you didn't do like a reading or a cleanse on us, but I honestly just somehow feel better after talking to you for this last little bit of time. Like, I genuinely feel that. And I'm just very thankful. We've had a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks for allowing me to speak about all the crazy cool things that I can do. And my love for karaoke, it brought up a lot of memories that I haven't really even thought about in a really long time. I didn't even think about my childhood karaoke love until I was sitting here, and then I was like, oh yeah, I was obsessed for a long time. So thank you for letting me revisit that.
Well, we are all about just having a crazy cool time here. And we really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us, bringing a little bit of that positive spirit and energy. And we really, really, really hope to see you singing at a screen sometime soon.
Thanks. Hey, you never know. You guys kind of inspired me. I just have to get back on my karaoke game again.
We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. We're social guys. Yeah. So follow us on all the socials. We're at Sunk Poorly on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our webpage is sunkpoorly.com. And oh, make sure you follow, subscribe, write a review on the podcast feed of your choice.
And while you're doing that, make sure you're checking out Ben Dumb, friend of the show, who gave us our theme song, Gasoline. Make sure you check out his latest project, The Ben Dumb 3, on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever music platform you like. And you can now give us a 5-star rating on Spotify if you did not know.
What? You can get 5-star ratings on Spotify. I'm interested.
Me as well.
I can't wait to give all my favorite podcasts 5 stars. You know what the first one's going to be that I get 5 stars, Ed? It's going to be The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly. It's our podcast. Why wouldn't I give our podcast 5 stars, Ed?
That makes sense. We are pretty fantastic.
We're pretty great. I think we're pretty great. So I'm going to give The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly 5 stars. You should too. But more than anything, you should just tune in 2 weeks. So we finally visit one place we've neglected so far and one place we've already explored with other guests. That's right. We're going global again. All right, that's it. That's all. There is no more. So until next time, I'm Adam Wainwright.
I'm Ed Kennard.
And remember that singing off key is still technically singing. And the impossible question, was that too far with name the exact number of followers?
No, because wait till you see the one for the next one.